What's up, Chit Chat fam? This is KG Mac, and welcome back to another episode. So today I've decided to do a mom tag. Now, I found it on the internet, and I feel like you're supposed to do it with someone else, but I think it would be neat for me to do questions. And I feel like this would be a really great podcast for new moms, of 5 kids, 10 kids, whoever, you know, just a cool little listen, but mostly to give my advice on being a mom, pretty much. So I'm going to read a list of questions and give my honest answers. Now, for you guys to know, my son is 5 years old. The first question is, how old were you when you had your first child? I was 22. I was 22 when I had my first kid. Straight out of college, I was very lucky. I had already met the love of my life, and he had asked my dad, of course, to marry me. So it was a little unorthodox. That's okay. Bite me. But we were already on the track to get married. So it was great. The second question is, what was the hardest thing about being pregnant for 9 months? The hardest thing about being pregnant for 9 months. I must say, guys, I can't complain. Like, some people have crazy stories about being pregnant. I don't. My son was wonderful to carry. I think the worst part was probably my last month, because he was 11 pounds and 14 ounces. Yes, you heard me correctly. Dang near 12 pounds. So the worst thing at the end was just the pain I was having in my hips when I was walking. And of course, naturally, when it's your first kid, doctors kind of think you're being dramatic. So they're like, you're fine, it's normal. But no, really, it was a horrible pain in my hips because it was huge. But other than that, it was great. I mean, of having to avoid certain foods and stuff was like kind of challenging, but I've had a great pregnancy. Next question is, can you think of any good things you enjoyed during those 9 months? Eating. Eating had to be my favorite activity. Eating when you are pregnant is like magic. I don't even know how to describe it. Food is magical. It going in your mouth is magical. It's just freaking magical. And there's other things that are magical, but I'm going to keep it PG on this podcast here. Next question. In your opinion, were all the things you heard about childbirth accurate or way off? I think for me, a little bit off, only because my birth plan didn't go as I wanted. I wanted an all-natural birth. As far as like vaginal, I was okay with medication. I just wanted to give birth the natural route. Not that anybody is any less or any more for giving birth in whatever your birth story is. You're still a mom. Yeah, no judgment here. But for me, it was different because I wanted to give vaginal birth. I was in labor for 21 hours. Of course, I was induced. Pitocin gives you crazy contractions, had an epidural. But unfortunately, I had a fever, his heart rate dropped, and we ended up with an emergency C-section, which, praise God, we did that, because him coming out of there, I don't think would have been a very pretty situation. So I'm glad we did things the way we did them. So that was the only surprising thing. I had a great recovery. I had a great medical staff. They were all amazing. I gave birth in Hawaii. That's where I mostly grew up. I'm a military spouse as a military brat. So my dad was in for 35 years, and I spent 11 of those years in Hawaii. So I gave birth to my son there. And I have to say, that has to be the only thing that was not accurate for me, because I wasn't ready to give birth via C-section, but I did, and I would do it again. So yeah. Next question. Would you have handled childbirth differently if you could redo it? I maybe just having more of an open mind towards C-section. But that's it. I feel like I was pretty well informed on most topics, so I wasn't panicking about anything. I think the only thing is, like, I was so drugged up after the C-section. Like, they were like, oh, do you want us to give him his first bath without you? And I was like, yeah. And I was really sad I missed, like, that. I wish there was a way for me to have been a part of all of that. And I wish that I had been more adamant about them making sure that I was able to be a part of all that. So to all those moms out there, please, I don't care what number kid you're on, just let them know you want to be a part of that, because you can't get those moments back. And it's really sad when you can't, like, especially for us, we're suffering with secondary infertility now. So it's like, I really wish I had gotten to enjoy all of those moments before, because now I kind of feel like, you know, what if those moments don't happen again? So yeah, just make sure that you're clear and everyone understands what it is that you want. Next question is, what has been the hardest thing about being a mom? I think the hardest thing about being a mom is that there is no right way to be a mom. There's no book. You have to be ready for anything that could be thrown at you. And I think, like, for me, prior to having a kid, I love kids in general. I loved them even more before I had mine. But I assumed that my love for kids would translate into, you know, being a mom being easy for me. But there's been so many challenges. And my son deals with ADHD, and, like, that's not something that I ever prepared myself to have to deal with. And no, I'm not one of those crazy moms that self-diagnose. See, that's what I'm saying. You have to deal with all these things. You have ADHD. Everyone thinks you diagnosed it yourself and that you're crazy for this or for that, and he's fine. It's tough. That has been one of the hardest things in my life, because it wasn't something that me or my husband dealt with growing up ourselves. We weren't perfect kids, but we were pretty... pretty easy to deal with. So dealing with ADHD has been a little bit of a curveball for us. So for me personally, that was the hardest thing. His behavior is not something that I was ready to deal with, but I do. God gets me through it every day, and I love him to death, and he's an incredibly intelligent, smart, great kid. So yeah, that's been the toughest thing for us. The next question is, what has been the most rewarding thing about being a mom? My son. There's no other answer. Him in general, he is the most rewarding thing. I mean, they're such a blessing. And I feel like every year that I'm a mother and every year that God blesses him to be on this earth with us another year and protects us, I see the blessing that he is more and more every day. And especially now struggling with secondary infertility, which is not something anybody ever sees coming when you get pregnant fine the first time. It makes me appreciate him even more. He is the most rewarding thing about being a mother. Watching him grow, especially now that I'm homeschooling, watching him learn. It's so rewarding. It feeds my soul, and I'm so blessed to be able to do it. The next question is, what was the most surprising thing you discovered about being a mom? How much sometimes you just don't want to do it. Yeah, I said it. So many people are going to make you think you're crazy, but sometimes you just don't want to do it. You can love your kid up and down, but it requires you losing yourself some days because you have to bury yourself into your family. And it just becomes really hard. It doesn't mean that I don't love my family, but it was surprising how quickly you can lose yourself in mothering and having a family. So I think that's a good thing to remember, to try and make time for yourself. The things you like, don't forget those things, and they are just as important as being a mother, wife, whatever you are. It's just important for you to nurture yourself through the things you like to do. Next question is, what is the best memory you have involving your child? My favorite memories with him are just listening to him speak. He is such a well-spoken kid. The questions he asks, him inquiring about the world around him and, like, learning things that I've known forever, or, you know, watching him learn how to read and him mispronouncing things, and it's hilarious. Those are the best memories for me. You know, one day he's gonna read perfectly, one day he's gonna have his career, one day he's gonna, you know, be this adult. So just watching him be just a funny, goofy kid
those are like the best memories. Like, he had his first soccer game this weekend. He ran on the field and he was like, I don't know what to do. Best memory ever. Just hilarious. Next question is, what is the best memory? Oh no, my bad. I already read that one. What was the most exciting milestone? For me, it's right now, him learning how to read. It's such a little kid to big kid thing that like my heart melts hearing him read and pronounce words and, you know, learn facts. And he's so proud of himself. Like, nothing compares to seeing your kid be that proud of themselves. I love it. I just love it. And I think, let me see, where would I like my child to be in 10 years? Happy, healthy, thriving. I said 5 earlier, but he's 6. He just turned 6. So he'd be 16 10 years from now. I just want to see him, you know, beginning to have goals and being goal oriented. And, well, not beginning to have goals, because I kind of want him to have a feel for, you know, does he want to go to college? Does he not? If not, you know, what do you want to do while you take that time off? I just want him to be happy, healthy, grounded, and completely aware of himself and have a strong mindset, you know, not to let other people change who he is and influence who he is. Describe your child in a single word. Amazing. He's freaking amazing. My son is smart, friendly, sassy, spunky. I love him. But the single most accurate word is simply amazing. He is our world, and he is the most amazing kid around. And my last question is, how have I changed as a person since becoming a mom? I would say I've just learned to love someone more than myself. I mean, I love my husband, of course, but, you know, putting someone before myself, selflessly, kind of, I don't know, it makes you become more in tune almost with who you are sometimes, and makes you more self-aware. So I'd say that's the biggest thing, becoming even more selfless, because I'd like to think that I'm a pretty nice person. And I've just grown up, you know. You have to let those, it helps you evaluate habits that you have that you didn't even know were issues until you become a parent and you have someone watching you, and it forces you to reevaluate your life, your values, and what is important, you know. So I love it. I love it, and I pray that everyone gets the blessing to experience that one day. But yeah, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of Chit Chat with KG Mac. I'll see you guys soon. It's been a pleasure. Hope you enjoyed listening.